Krishna, our belonging is more important than our belongings. Our belonging refers to where we are connected with.
It's 6 o'clock.
Where our heart is, where we feel a sense of belonging. This is far more important for our security, for our identity, for our satisfaction, than our belongings. Belongings refers to our possessions. We often give a lot of importance to our belongings. And often we feel that our belongings will bring us a sense of belonging. So for example, if we get the latest cell phone, the latest car, the latest gadget, whatever it may be, then we feel that now we belong to an elite club wherein we are a part of a group that is powerful, that is influential, that is famous, that is successful. And unfortunately, when our belonging comes from our belongings, then our belonging remains largely a longing. That means that our belongings, especially in a culture like today, the materialistic culture of the present, where constantly, aggressively, more and more things are promoted, advertised, and have to be purchased so that one can appear to be in tune with the times, so that one can appear to be trendy, so that one can appear to be fashionable. And because of this, one gets lost. One is always insecure that, oh, what will happen if I can't hold on to these positions? And then I'll no longer belong to an elite group. And then what will be my identity? So actually speaking, Aniketa hasterimate bhaktimatam yasame priya. Yomad bhakta hasame priya. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aniketa hasterimate. A devotee doesn't necessarily need a fixed home. Aniketaha, Niketan means home. Aniketaha means without a fixed residence, but sthiramati. The heart has found a home at Krishna's lotus feet. Such a devotee is very dear to Krishna. So the devotee is one who has found belonging at Krishna's lotus feet. When we understand that we are parts of Krishna, that we belong to Krishna. Krishna says in 4.35 in the Bhagavad Gita, in 4.34 he says that by approaching the seers of the truth, we can ourselves acquire knowledge. And the result of that acquiring knowledge is Yajnatvana punarmoham evam yasisi pandava yena bhutanya sheshani drakshasyatmanyato mahi. So he says yena bhutanya sheshani, that by this endeavor, by acquiring such knowledge, we will understand that drakshasyatmanyato mahi, we will understand that we are all parts of Krishna, that we belong to Krishna. And belonging to Krishna is actually the supreme wealth. Because Krishna is eternal, we are eternal, and our relationship with Him is also eternal. And in belonging to Krishna, we can get the supreme satisfaction. And the belonging to Krishna does not require us to give up our belongings. It simply requires us to go beyond being obsessed with those belongings to using those belongings in Krishna's service for the benefit of the world. And so, as we learn to belong to Krishna, and we understand our belongings also belong to Krishna, then we move onwards steadily with the security that no matter what belongings stay or what belongings go, I will always belong to Krishna. And in that security of Krishna's unfailing love, we find the supreme satisfaction. Thank you. Hare Krishna.